Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. Mitch Holthus time here on 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Talk to me, Goose. You're my eyes, Goose. Bring me out of the depths of depression, Mitch.
Come on, Maverick. Let's go. Engage.
I'm trying.
Engage, Maverick.
I've got the need for speed, Mitch. I need to see it on Sunday.
No, let's do, wait a minute, let's do Ackman, Major, Morey, first couple.
Okay.
It's 1-1. You got the first one. What'd you guess? McNeese, the first one?
First one was Middle Tennessee, and then last week was McNeese.
Right. But you missed last week because it was Mercer.
It was Mercer. Right. Okay. Okay.
So, Mercer Bears, you missed. You're 1-1. Real quick, before we get to Dust, to get back to Maverick here. The Bill Sims, go. 3-2.
Moorhead what? State.
Murray State.
That's it.
I got it.
You
Moorhead
got it?
State.
What?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Moorhead State.
No, you said Moorhead. You said Murray.
No, he did. I said Moorhead State. He said Murray State.
Well, it is called Mid-Major Mac, Bob.
I'm sorry. He said Phil Sims, and I just jumped in.
Well, way to jump in, Bob, and ruin the whole segment.
First time meeting him?
Maverick's the judge here. Judges, and 1-2.
Yeah, he didn't get it.
Dang it.
He didn't get it.
I had no idea.
Hey, Dusty, mute Bob next time we get on this.
Okay.
So, anyway, no. One thing that kind of forced me a bit is how many people have just, like, given up. I mean, if we got to win this game, understand it. It's the Chargers. Haven't been swept by a division opponent since 2014. If that doesn't get somebody fired up, but it's people are already gone and done and given up. It's like you win this game.
All right, we're gonna put Mitch on hold. Mac, will you just holler at him real quick? We're getting a clicking sound. I'm sure you guys are hearing him too.
Yeah. So click. Click. Yeah. I mean, it was driving me nuts. Sorry. I couldn't.
No, you're good. It's on the text line too. I can barely hear him. He keeps cutting out. So we'll get Mitch. reassessed here. But, yeah, we'll talk to him about this Chiefs-Charger game. The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites against those Los Angeles Chargers. Both teams with beat-up offensive lines. Obviously, the Chargers, obviously the Chiefs. Look, it is kind of like a must-win game for them as well as the Chiefs.
Sure,
the Chargers still want to be there. And we'll go back to Mitch. Mitch, sorry, we were having like technical difficulties with your phone. It was like clicking and doing all this sort of stuff. You got us back?
We're back.
Okay.
But I don't want anybody quitting. Let's go.
No, we're not quitting. Hey,
you're quitting. Come on, Maverick, engage.
I'm trying to, man, but I'm not seeing the need for speed on this team on offense or defense this year, Mitch, and I'm concerned.
Well, there's, you know, been around the guys this week. You always kind of look in the eyes like, what do we got? Are we going to go for this and push? And this is where the Patrick Mahomes of the world and also Chris Jones. I thought Chris was incredible last week, actually the Colts game and this game. Mm-hmm. And I told him that, where he said, hey, just jump on my back, the whole team. And he flipped that game last week in a game that could have, would have, should have won. But you beat the Chargers. There's a path to do this. And so just keep fighting. I'm just kind of dismayed after what we've gone through for 7 years. Being down 10 points with 6:21 to go in a Super Bowl. And, well, that was great to fight back. And here we are checking out. Like, I'm a little bit mystified by it. So hopefully great effort against this Charger team that's playing for a lot. But they're also on a short week. They're traveling. They're playing at 10 o'clock their time on a cold day.
Mm-hmm.
That's like four things in the Chiefs' advantage. Take it, move it, win it, and then don't snivel and whine and give up. Keep fighting.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. They have so many things to their advantage this week. But I think for a lot of fans, Mitch, it's just like it just hasn't looked right this year from all accounts, right? I think people are tired, rightfully so. I mean, they've played 9 seasons in 8. I think the exhaustion has caught up to everybody. I think some of the older guys, I think you can start to see it in, you know, a lot of the drops, a lot of the big plays that we're used to seeing happen just aren't happening. What do you attribute most of what has gone on to this season? Because I do keep coming back to the exhaustion thing, but also the execution hasn't been there, you know?
Well, it's been in all three phases. We could talk drops. There's just been an unusual amount of third and longs that have been converted, including the Charger game 3 months ago when we got them third and 14 and Herbert runs for 19 and closes the game.
Yep.
Third and more than 6 or 7 has got to – you got to clamp it down. I keep saying it every week, but the Chiefs are – this is numbers – 30th in the league. 22 times on third down and 6 or more, the team has converted. 20 of those are on passes. So I'm not saying it. I'm saying if you get that figured out this week, which you did in the Colts game late, then you can win this game. Offensively, yeah, it's been the drops or the penalties at key times. Special teams, we know about that. And I do think fatigue's a matter. I thought it was exacerbated this year with the schedule they were given.
Yep.
Check how many Sunday night, Monday nights were on the road last year. And no international game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You just piled on this team, but there's still a shot. I'm not. I'm using past tense, and I shouldn't be. It's like figure this out, win the game, and I believe in these guys to go do it.
All right, let's
the defense.
Go ahead.
The defense is going to have to carry this game again. I just think that because the Charger defense is good, the Chiefs offense has got a. This isn't going to be getting 40 points again. This is going to be grinded out. It's a very much like a Houston game. It's not, guys, it's not December the 12th. It's Karloftis the 12th. Because this is the month. This is the month he turns it on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a team we've played a lot in these past few years. Every year we play them twice. And the team that we lost to, so we have a lot of respect for them and their offense and them as a team. You know, they're very well coached. They're tough. They run the ball well. They can pass the ball. So there's a lot of respect from us to them. Just controlling what you can control. You know, there's no chance of us going to the playoff unless we went out. And, you know, it's as simple as that. So just one step at a time, one game at a time, and controlling what we can control, and then we'll see where it's at when it's all over.
There's no mystery in the opponent, no mystery in the scenario. Go do it. Now, over one-third of George's production, so I talked about this with him this week too, over a third of his production is after December the 1st. It's uncanny. I don't know if it's his water polo background, his crazy workout regimen, but he's like a 5,000-meter runner. He's not a 400-meter runner. And this is when he kicks it in, and there's got to have him. It can't just be Chris in there against the world. George has got to play big in this game, and you can. because the Chargers have been susceptible to pressure. We know Herbert got sacked 7 times. He was pressured 68% of the time in that game against the Eagles and won the game. That's never happened in the next-gen stat era.
Mitch, I want to throw a stat your way, because in the last game or the last week, the quarterbacks combined for 125 rushing yards together, Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, you called the 59 yards rushing from Patrick Mahomes last week. We saw in the first game of the season, Herbert used his legs. We saw Herbert use his legs against Philadelphia. Broken hand, not broken hand. Yep. The guy's tough. He's going to use them. Mahomes, same way. Sore knee, not a sore knee. Mahomes might take off as well again in this game.
Well, and to your point, I'll give you another number that validates that, is the fact that Herbert now has had 5 times. He's had 50 yards or more rushing. That leads the league. Or 4 times, maybe. Either he or Drake May is right in there. And Pat's right with them. But the fact that Herbert now has run, and he's run effectively, he's run strategically, and that's a big reason they're 9-4. They had no reason to win Monday night, but it was his scrambles on the field goal drive that got it done, and it's his scramble that won the game in Brazil at the end. And that's been a discussion all week. How do you get pressure with four? How do you get pressure with four? You can pressure this team with four. Their offensive line's jacked up. You look at the pressure rate allowed, it's alarming. It doesn't add up to 9-4. But you also have to pressure within your lane. You can't just let him scramble. Think about how many times Mahomes frustrates the opponent by just taking off and getting a first down or running the throw and making a big play. Herbert can do it too. He's done it better this year than he's ever done it, but you got to stop it. And you got to be disciplined in your rush lane or you're going to just see it happen again, and they'll get 3rd and 10 for 14.
You know, Mitch, you mentioned two things there that I kind of want to touch on. You said, you know, there's no reason to win that game talking about Herbert and the next-gen stats, and then you said it just doesn't add up to 9-4. Isn't that the NFL seemingly this year, though, and the Chiefs as well? Like, what should make sense is not making sense this year all around the league, but especially here.
Well, Bob, people look at the one-score games.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 1-6, right?
Yep.
Only Washington is worse. These guys are 5-1. The Broncos are 9-2. They are the Chiefs of 24. And if I don't hear the Broncos are lucky, it's like they're just gritty and tough. That's to the Chiefs. You can't live that way. You'll never make it. Anyway, that being here nor there, to your point, but that's the end result. That's the cause and effect. The cause of that effect is that you have these games now decided by microscopic things. But it is Herbert being able to run strategically for better than he's ever done in his career. And that overcomes being sacked 7 times. I got a great stat for you. Don't sack him. If you're going to sack him, don't sack him 6 times. Sack him 5 times. He has been sacked 6 times or more in his career 3 times. He's won all 3 games.
Jeez.
Wow. 5-4-3-2, he's about 28%. So if you got 5 sacks, shut it down. Don't try to sack him again. But the point is, it's razor thin now, maybe more than ever. Mm-hmm. But a quarterback run at a strategic time decides games. That's why you got to be disciplined every snap in this game.
Mitch, I want to ask you this. I know it's kind of out of left field here for a little bit, but Dameon Pierce was added to this team about a month ago. What is it with this team that it's so hard to get guys on the field? Because I go back and I think about our text line. It's a good point. Like Baker Mayfield joins, you know, McVay's team. And in one day he's, you know, playing quarterback for the Rams and McVay. And I know you've got, you know, your book that's pretty big and Andy's book's even bigger. If I can even believe that, that's that large of play callings. But like, is there something to that to where maybe he's too loyal to guys, or is it really just these guys can't figure out how to get on the field?
Let's take Dameon Pierce, because each one of these cases is an individual case. Mm-hmm. You can't generalize it. I don't think so. All right, so who's he going to take the place of? Who's he in for?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and literally any running back I'd be happy with.
Well, Clyde's not active. He's on the practice squad. I mean, you got 3 choices. Is he in for Pacheco?
Yeah.
Is he in for Kareem Hunt, or is he in for Rashad Smith?
I'd put him in for Pacheco. I have not seen it really anything out of Isaiah Pacheco that much this year.
Well, Dusty, I'm just curious. I'm going to get a thought here. What would you do, Dusty? Who's he in for? Those three. Because you're not going to put him in for a tackle. Okay?
Right.
So who's he in for?
Well, if you would.
I'm just telling you, walking through the.
No,
he's
going
to have to play.
Yeah.
special teams, right?
Right.
So Pop doesn't do special teams. So the only guy he can really replace is Pacheco, unless you put him in for Hunt. And Hunt's too valuable right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt is super valuable. We're not gonna win the game without him on Sunday. All right. And then you got Rashard Smith, who you'd kind of like to use a little bit more, right? What's he got? And he's the Jerick McKinnon role. This isn't Larry Johnson or Jamal Charles. He's a Jerick McKinnon type. So that's your dilemma there. Now, the guy that really intrigues me, if you were going to talk about this, is Esapola.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so here's Esapola, and loved him after we picked him up. So during OTAs, watching him, like, who is this guy? He did not play high school football. And I've talked to S about this. I talked to him about it yesterday. I just want to get things right. Like, I have the story right. He barely played JUCO ball. He was going to play basketball. He was like AAU basketball guy. He's got awesome feet, but he was never going to play football. No high school football. Then he goes, I'll try it in JUCO at Chabot Junior College. And I didn't think he even played there. There's no record. But he said, I played there. And, you know, I got on tape, and that's how Wazoo got me. So he plays at Washington State. He played 22 games at Washington State. And then he comes out last week, and he's thrown into the deep into the pool, but there's piranha on the first day of swimming lessons in the pool. Well, guess what? Essa takes a harpoon with him to swimming lessons. He holds Danielle Hunter to a 12% pressure rate.
It's awesome.
And I'm like, where's this guy? I mean, so we were fortunate to get him back. I was weeping because we lost him to the Jets. They claimed him off practice squad. So if you want to say something about, maybe Esapole. The other guy that I'm curious about is Noel Williams.
Yep.
Noel's very aggressive. If you look, he's got five passes defensed in about a third of the time. He and McDuff, when you look at the McDuffie, when you look at the passes percentage defended, Noel Williams is there right with McDuffie in a percentage. And he's aggressive. He's tough. He's physical. So those are two guys that come to mind of like, let's see what they got. Now, we'll see if Essa can hold up again this week. But if he can, you just stumbled into something that might be a really big story here at some point, no pun intended.
Well, and those are the two guys we talked about all week, Mitch, was like Esapole and Noel Williams. Like, those guys played great on Sunday against Houston. And I'm like, why haven't they been there? And then you go back to Josh Uche, who plays good everywhere else but never was able to get on the field here. Or, you know, maybe, you know, more of Burchard Smith getting out there on the field. Like, why aren't we utilizing more of those guys and giving those guys the opportunity?
Well, when you lose, everything's magnified because we can do this on the other way. Mm-hmm. Cooper McDonald, right? Cooper McDonald's a stud right now. He's like the new Greg Minuski. He's got 14 special teams tackles, and he just showed up one day. He borrowed Dusty's car and drove into the parking lot thinking I'd try out.
Yeah, right, yes. Okay? I love that guy.
So we've got that side of it, too, where there's guys that have kind of came up through the ashes. Tyquan Thornton is a guy that comes to mind in that regard. All right. So this is a yin and yang and give and take. When you lose, you look at all the missteps that you had. So there have been some good things, too. But those are two examples in the case of Williams and Pole. And the other guy, and I've been excited about him since day one seeing him, is Ashton Gelati. Ashton Gelati's got some game, fellas, and he's athletic. And so we talk about George, turn it loose. It's Karloftis the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
This is his month, not December. It's Karloftis. Chris is wanting to play. He's wanting to win. I saw it in his eyes all week long. And then you throw in Gelati. If you get a 3-for-2 going, which is what the Chargers have with Tui Pelotu and Khalil Mack, and then they go get Owe from the Ravens. So those three guys to me, Pole, Noel Williams, and Ashton Gelati, I'm most curious about to turn them loose.
Yeah, I like that as well. Let's talk a little wide receivers. I mean, it seems like we've had a case of the drops. Obviously, Travis took his drop very, very tough over the weekend. And, you know, are they just not making those tight catches that we've seen them make before?
Well, okay. So I've mentioned this last week, and this isn't stuff I don't talk about with them, right? I'm not speaking out of school here. Because I talked last week about the tight window throws, but I mean tight window catches. And I think four of those five drops, if memory serves me right, were tight window drops slash catches. Catchable balls, but you have a fraction of a second to catch it. You're not wide open. And that's where you're going to spend most of the NFL, is not wide open. And so in this instance, you've got to make those plays. It's going to happen that way again on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Chargers secondary is that way. They're going to close the gap in a hurry. They did it to A.J. Brown the other night, and he didn't make those tight window catches, and he normally does. Pat's going to put it there. There'll be a fraction of a second to put it there. He'll get it there. You got to catch it. And that's just a matter of toughness, dexterity, recalibrating your mind, body, and soul to realize I'm going to catch a ball when I'm not open, or I'm going to be open for an eighth of a second.
Mm-hmm. Mitch, I want to get real quick. We get you one more here because we talked to your color analyst, Dana Hughes, every week. He said last week he took his binoculars and focused in on Travis Kelce's face, saw that he was taking it all in. I want to talk to you about this because you've been here from day one from this guy's career. If this is the second to last game, maybe Christmas Day is his last game, what would you say to the fans to kind of take all in of what Travis Kelce may be going out on?
War horse. He's one of one. We've seen nothing like him in this league. And don't give me Shannon Sharp. I love Tony Gonzalez. I love him. But we've not seen anything like Travis Kelce. He's running every route on a tree. Coach Reed asked him to do everything, meaning he's got a wham block. He's done it all well. He's over 12,000 snaps. I haven't done the update. I usually give it to him. He goes, dude, you're making me tired. When I tell him, hey, you're up to 12,149 snaps, he just starts laughing. But those have been hard snaps. And back to Bob's point of playing 7 years in six or nine and eight or six and five, which think about Pat's and Kels. That's 21 playoff games in, what, a seven-year span. That's a whole season and another four games.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's 36. He's trying to grind this out. But if this is his FTAP, and we're talking about throwing flowers on the guy, it's what we don't see. And that's the fact that the way he works, how tough he is, he's been an absolute warhorse for this franchise.
Love it. Mitch, enjoy the call. Go get those Chargers at noon. Get an early start this week, and we'll pack up for the rest of the season. Hopefully we get a win streak here, Mitch.
I can't believe this, Maverick. I got to give you your shot. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You got this much room to nuts. You screw up this much, and you're taking rubber.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To Hong Kong.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it, Mitch.
On a C-47. You got it?
I'll stay focused.
Engage, Maverick. Engage. One of the great movie lines of all time. You see that, Maverick? You screw up this much.
I think the best line of the movie, I think the best line of the movie is, take me to bed or lose me forever.
Okay, that's a whole nother matter. See how focus drift. You're giving up, Dusty. It's focus drift.
Stay
man.
Focused, Dusty.
I'm doing my best, Mitch. Hey, take care, brother. We love you.
Drop and give me 20. Go Moorhead State.
That's Mitch Holtis there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.